Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the brilliant young pianist, Hiromi. She brings her high-energy technique and exciting combination of styles to piano jazz today. How are you, Hiromi?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Oh, it's great to have you. I've been listening to your record and some very exciting stuff.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's see, where can I start? Of course, you're from where in Japan?
I'm from Shizuoka, which is Futoman Fuji. Yeah. It's the center of Japan.
I was in Japan, but I don't think I was ever there. Is it near to Tokyo?
About 2 hours from Tokyo by train.
Well, how did you ever get started playing piano? Did your mother play?
No, my mother always wanted to play the piano, but she never could. So she just took me to the piano lesson.
Oh, really? Yes. Like that? Did you have a piano in the house at home?
Yes, she bought me one when I started to taking lesson.
So how old were you when you started taking lessons?
6 years old.
Well, you must have wanted to do that. I mean, it was something you enjoyed, I guess.
Yes, I always loved going to lessons. I think it's because my piano teacher was really special. She was actually the big fan of jazz music, even though she was a classical piano teacher. And she had so many LPs of Oscar Peterson, Errol Garner, and she had me listen to those. And she asked me to improvise on Hanon, Bach, Mozart, and she said, if you like this swinging feel, just play swing on Bach.
Well, I have so much I want to ask you and talk to you about, but before we go any further, maybe you'd play something for us. What have you got lined up?
Yes, I would like to play my original tune called The Tom and Jerry Show.
Now, where did that come from, the Tom and Jerry Show?
I used to watch this cartoon, the Tom and Jerry Show, and I just love how Tom and Jerry fight.
Oh, and so you compose a piece?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait to hear it. Boy, that's really terrific.
Thank you very much.
And so clean, but your technique is fabulous. I'm just trying to think, is that piece written down? Or is
yes.
it just in your head? It's written down?
Just a couple of motifs are written down, but I don't write down everything. I'm just lazy.
No, I don't think you're lazy, but I tell you, I don't think I could play that piece. Wow. And you're doing like a boogie-woogie bass and a stride kind of bass. So what else can you play? Well, I know you can play a million things, but what have you chosen to do for another number?
I like to play Blue in Green.
You must love Bill Evans.
He's one of my favorite composer.
Well, I would love to hear you play Blue and Green because it's one of my favorite Bill Evans tunes. Okay. was really beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Now, how do you decide what harmony you'll use? You change the harmony around.
Yes.
I mean, will it come out the same next time you play it, or is it?
Oh, no, it's always different. I just hear how the piano vibrates through the year, and I just know which chord the previous chords are expecting to hear.
Well, I'm glad to know that it's spontaneous, that you're not doing it the same way all the time, because that would be not real jazz. You know, we ought to have a go at seeing if we can play a duet. What do you think?
Yes.
All right.
That's great.
You picked this tune, Softly as in the Morning Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how we could do it. Maybe just figure out how it will go. I mean, we'll just do it, wing it.
Okay.
All right.
I do my best.
Worked out really well as a duet.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think it's really fun playing two pianos. It's,
yeah, I think so too.
Well, you've got me inspired. I think maybe I'll play a tune for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, it would be great.
I think I'll do one of my own tunes, and I was just thinking, years ago I played this tune for Richard Evans, and he made a beautiful symphony arrangement for me.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's called With You in Mind.
So beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So funny. Beautiful.
I ought to pull out that arrangement. It's it would be as good today, I think, as it was when he first did it years ago, when he was a bass player at the London mm-hmm. House. So anyway, we have another duet coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Lullaby of Birdland.
Yes.
How did you learn that tune?
I guess I learned this tune. Yes, I was watching this TV program, and it was a live concert of George Shearing.
Oh, you actually heard George do it?
Yes. That's how I got to learn this tune.
Did you meet him?
No. Never.
He's a nice guy. He wrote that tune years ago for the original Birdland Club that was the main Birdland Club in New York. So how do you like to do that? As a medium tempo tune or how?
Oh.
Like swinging?
Swinging.
We hope. So, why don't you start this one?
Okay.
Okay. You're really a fun person to play piano with. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you so much.
I was just looking at, I read something about you. I guess you've listened to Art Tatum, right?
Yes.
And do you like Oscar Peterson?
Yes.
Has he heard you play?
Yes, I went to visit his house once in Toronto.
Oh, you did? You went to his house?
Yes.
And did you play for him?
Yes, I played on his piano.
That must have been pretty exciting.
Oh, it was like really amazing experience.
Well, Oscar must have been really amazed by your technique because he's pretty good at
he's amazing.
He is, isn't he?
But he's fantastic.
And you're pretty amazing too. Well, somebody was telling me you have this wonderful arrangement of I've Got Rhythm. I would love to hear that. You're laughing, but I know it's good. I'm dying to hear it.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. You may enjoy another of our productions, Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. Check out the podcast. Subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.